The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of ladies in the studio today. We have Shelley Bomer. She is the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Chairperson. We also have Debbie Brando of Harbor Beach. We're going to be talking about the Christmas Parade that is coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. That way you're not butting heads with any of the other parades. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting us to join you today.
It is December 1st.
December 1st at 5:30. It's the Thumb's first lighted Christmas parade, and this is our 33rd year.
Third of the century already. That's quite a mark.
That is quite a mark, and 33 successful years.
I didn't even know you could do that 33 years ago. Today, well, we have generators and we have, you know, LED lights, and they don't take as much power, but 33 years ago, that was probably a whole different story.
I am sure. I'm positive I was there, but I can't remember that way back then. So, good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I guess it is the season, and
well, we're getting past Thanksgiving in a day or so, but it's never too early to start doing the Marys.
No, absolutely not. And the parade being on December 1st, we always do it the first Saturday in December, and December 1st, we can't get it much earlier in December than
we can't have
this
Thanksgiving
year.
Earlier than we had this year. We can't have your parade any earlier.
Absolutely.
Than
so
year,
when so. Thanksgiving's early, the parade is early, and and it has been a tradition for the first Saturday in December for the 33 years. So, and it is an all-lighted Christmas parade. The parade starts at 5:30, and the parade route goes from City Hall,
which is
to,
on 142,
on 142 State Street.
And we head towards the lake, as I understand it.
Yes, we do, and we stop at the traffic light and make a right turn, go south on 25 or Huron Avenue, and we go as far as Trescott Street so that we can go past the hospital, because the Lakeview Senior Care, they bring all of the residents out to their big open area so they can see the parade go by.
Because their big bank of windows go right out onto Huron Avenue, so they can watch the parade and they can stay warm, and
absolutely
still, the bands in that are loud enough they can hear it.
The daycare center there at the hospital has the whole east side is all windows and some to the north, so that way they can watch. They put all the residents up there. Family members go there to be with their loved ones, and they watch it together, the parade.
Yeah, we can remember one year the parade. We weren't at the end of the parade route, and the parade route turned because somebody wanted to park their car close by because they were chilly. So they turned, and everybody else in the parade thought, oh, this is the end of the parade. And everybody turned, and oh my goodness.
We're talking lemmings off a cliff?
Yeah, and there were only a few of the larger pieces that went by the hospital, and it was very disappointing. So we always make sure now that they go all the way to Trescott before they turn west to get back to the staging area. So,
plus we don't want people unloading kids off of the floats and stuff right at the hospital, because we don't want no one to get hurt. So we ask that you drive right past the hospital and then turn right up at the next street there, and then they can do what they need to do.
And of course, traffic is blocked during the parade. They're rerouted around town so that you have a clear shot and you're not dodging people heading up.
Mm-hmm. And since Harbor Beach Hospital rerouted their emergency entrance, it now is on that street where the parade route one year took a turn.
Uh-oh.
And that would not be good. So for safety's sake, we now stage people, and the fire department is down there to help make sure that everybody goes past that spot to where they need to turn. So
these are one of the things that people don't think about when you're planning a parade. You have to You go by a hospital. You have to make sure that if something happens outside in the community beyond, that they can get in and get help. You have to make sure that, you know, all of these avenues are available for emergency vehicles. The fire department gets called out in the middle. At least they're not, you know, stuck at the main light and can't do anything.
We have had that happen during the parade.
I mean, I'm sure they have, you know, this, you know, the neighboring fire departments will help cover, but if it's in your jurisdiction, you're supposed to be there.
I remember the one year it happened in the...
December 2007.
It happened.
Oh, that's the one you remember.
There was a fire in Ruth, and the fire departments, and we, in the parade, we get Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sherman Township, and Siegel Township. All of a sudden they got the call, and the ambulance was there. They got the call, and there were Christmas lights flying down the road, but they all went, the parade went on without all of the emergency vehicles, but the parade did go on. So, and for safety's sake, we do have some areas that we don't allow parking on the side of the road during the parade time. From City Hall to where the Speedy Q gas station is on the south side of 142, there is no parking. We do allow parking on the north side. And then once you reach, and actually from that point on, there's no parking on both sides of the road until you get to the light.
Because you need places where people can see. You don't need people parking it up with a big SUV and, oh, they have a grand view and it's warm,
right,
but nobody else can see.
Well, and they don't understand, too, that as different entries are going by and they're handing out candy or handing out something, the children want that, and then they're dodging between two parked cars, which is definitely not a safe thing. And the street lights are out for the effects of the lighted Christmas parade. So we just want everybody to be safe and enjoy the parade in as safe of an environment as possible. So that's why there is no parking in some of those locations.
And there's plenty of parking off on the side streets and such that's convenient. You can get yourself a good spot and lock it down.
And dress warm. It's winter,
In this cold, and I'm going, why are you wearing that? And you must be freezing. And you look at them, they're going, well, you know, it's not fashionable to be in that heavy jacket. Is it fashionable to be blue and shaking like a leaf? I mean,
yeah, very true.
It makes it more enjoyable to be there.
All of the parade elves, we dress very warmly because we're outside in the staging area beginning at 4 o'clock, and then we're in that area until the last entry goes, and we're outside until the last vehicle is at the end of the parade. So dressing warm, you just, you know, think about it, and you don't want to be sick for the holidays. So
you told me before we started you have 45 entries already this year, but you're always looking for more.
Absolutely. And if they would like to enter, even though you know, it's getting close, we still do take entries. We'll take entries the day of the parade.
So, and there's no theme this year, you said?
No, our theme always has been just the spirit of the holidays. We don't want to limit somebody. Resources are limited sometimes for folks to do a decoration. And if they're limited to a theme, then, you know, and we have no competition. Everybody's entry is just as beautiful as the next one.
We just want everyone to come out and just have a good time and show their spirit of what they want people to see.
Family and friends.
Is there one rule? Because I know there are some parades that have the one rule, there's only one live Santa at the end of the parade.
Oh, gosh. Santa, yes. Santa arrives at the end of the parade,
and
yes.
And you don't want to confuse the kids by having him you know, three or four times showing through the parade. Only, you can have a picture of him, but not a live person.
Not a live Santa. No, Santa arrives on the last aerial fire truck, so he has a special spot at the end of the parade. Yeah.
Unless the aerial truck is needed.
Unless the aerial truck is needed,
and
then
we'll
have.
I hope it never happens.
We have
Plan B. Yeah, we always have a plan. So, this year, as well as the parade going on, there are many other activities going on in Harbor Beach in the morning.
But before we get to what's happening through the day there, I understand there are going to be things during the parade to help you keep warm and to keep full.
Absolutely. A lot of churches or organizations are stepping up. Downtown, in the downtown area, out in front of Sandman's Grocery Store and Cafe, Rick from Sandman's is going to be grilling hot dogs, and so serving free hot dogs. And Dow AgriSciences is going to join him in that location, serving hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Or what we think is hot chocolate.
As long as it's hot.
Then.
This is no charge.
No charge.
But if it's like a church or something, I'm sure they'd accept donations to help with, to have charities this time of year, things that could be, you know, there's always families in need. I mean, it seems like that's the spirit of the community in giving.
Well, I am sure, and there are some churches that are going to...
It's not required, but
they
could.
Down in, right in the next block at True Value, outside of True Value, Zion Lutheran Church and school are going to be having free hot chocolate and free cappuccino offered in that location. Then just in the middle of that same block on the south side, H&R block, Gail Rogenbuck is going to be giving away free popcorn and free nachos. And then if you continue on for another block and a half on the north side of 142, the First Presbyterian Church will have a table set out for free hot chocolate as well. So
plenty of opportunities.
Plenty of opportunities if you're in the downtown area, and these are all areas where there is no parking on either side of the street. So come Miller Bout. I believe they're going to be setting up those locations approximately 4:30, ready to serve, so that you can get your good spot to view the parade, as well as
enjoy
a snack or two as you travel.
Now, I kind of mentioned donations, and I got it in my head, because that's pretty much how this parade operates.
Is the only way this parade operates. Our committee of elves, which is myself, Shelley Bomer, and Debbie Brando, Shelley Arntz, Tammy Holdwick, and Tammy Roberts, are the parade committee. It's not a paid position. We do it because we love our community, and we just want everybody to start out their holiday season in the best way possible, watching a hometown parade. But we have very generous donors in the county, as well as in our community of Harbor Beach, who give us donations, and that is how we fund the parade. We don't have our mailings and our printing costs, that kind of thing is what our costs that we incur, advertising, that kind of stuff. So we do have a list of generous donators this year. Classy Threads, which is a business in downtown, and Darlene's Fashions, and then Dr. Gabe Holdwick, a dentist in Harbor Beach, has donated.
You don't have to pull teeth.
We didn't have to pull any teeth to get that one. Harbor Beach Lions Club, J.W. Hunt Trucking, gave generously. Patty's Barbershop and Tanning Salon. Then we have the VFW Post 9344 out of Harbor Beach, Port Hope area. Even citizens have donated because they love it, and their whole family will come. And we have a citizen, Connie Kruger, who has given to the parade for a few years in a row. Bayport State Bank, that is in Bad Axe, is joining our parade this year for the first time, and they donated as well. And Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union also was one of our donators. We still will accept donations, and...
Oh, no, they don't have to twist your arm?
No, they don't have to twist our arm to take it. And we could not pull off the parade without other support that's not financial by any means to us. Harbor Beach Fire Department is there from the very beginning, blocking off roads for us, being supportive as to they bring Santa along. They're just great guys, and from what we understand, they have generously donated their time, the firefighters have. The DPW of Harbor Beach also helps us out by helping us with the streets, as well as we borrow the cones to put out to block the roads and do that kind of thing. Harbor Beach Police Department always leads and ends the parade and helps with crowd control if we need it, as well as the Huron County Sheriff's Department, and as well as the Michigan State Police. They are over in Harbor Beach helping us out. And we understand that if in the middle of the parade, one of these folks get a call, we know that they're out of there and away they go, and they have to do their jobs. So
I imagine you must get some help from the city per se. I mean, usually it's a municipality that has to get the state permission to close the roads down for that. I mean, there's all kinds of backwards thing that people don't think about that has to be taken care of, ducks to be put in line just to make this fly, to make this happen.
And that is the DPW.
The city helps with that.
Yeah, Mike Jurgis, he's the one that we actually, because our parade committee, even though we're the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, we operate separately from the city. It's never been, even though it's the Harbor Beach City Parade, yes, but it's not, it doesn't go through the city hall, per se.
But everybody helps out.
Oh, everybody helps out. Absolutely.
And I didn't want to distract you
before, no.
But you were going to talk about some of the other things before the parade that people might want to be in town for. Because
so I think I'll let Deb talk about
like
those.
Movies, there's things like All for the Kids, there's all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, it starts off early in the morning at 9 o'clock. Harbor Beach United Methodist Church on South 1st Street, they have a cookie walk. And that starts at 9 until all the cookies are gone. And they will have soup there that you can purchase and take home or eat there. Cookies, it's all baked by the women of the church, and you can just go in and choose, give you containers, and at the end we weigh them. So that's how we, you know, determine the price. And they're just delicious, and there are just so many kinds that it's hard to pick. You more or less just want to try them all. And then we'll also have a treasures table where they can purchase things off of that, and it all goes to the church to help with mission projects locally.
And a great way to start off maybe your Christmas shopping.
That's right. And then there is things going on at the theater, at the library there, and Santa, I think, will be there to see the kids. And there's also breakfast somewhere with Santa, I think in town. Not sure exactly
I know
where.
Zion Lutheran has their bazaar that day, their Christmas bazaar. And in the morning at the theater, it starts out with children's craft projects. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there is lunch and Santa, and then a free movie for the children in the afternoon. So.
And that kind of leads everything up until, you know, the parade starts at 5:30 then.
Plus, there's also the businesses in town, many of which are open on Saturday, and you can, a few of them are, you can get in and see what's going on, maybe have a quick snack before the parade starts, or maybe a family meal. There's all kinds of things in Harbor Beach that go on.
There's a lot of nice stores in Harbor Beach and a lot of unique things that you won't find at the big box stores. So you just need to come and check them all out, and different specials, and a great friendly staff all over.
Terrific. Sounds like a full day then, not just a lighted parade starting at 5.
It does, because from what I understand, if you don't get to the church in the morning for the cookie walk, if you're not one of the first ones in line,
you're left with crumbs.
Often by 11 o'clock they are sold out, and we are talking thousands of cookies. It's quite a sight to behold. Mm-hmm. But of course I don't get that opportunity to go because we're setting up for the Christmas parade. We're putting out the numbering in the staging area where everybody for lineup, and we're putting up the no parking signs and doing all of that stuff. So I haven't gotten to that cookie walk yet, but one of these days I'm going to
put your order in, Shelley. I'll
put my order in. Do my baking easily.
So again, this is coming up not this Saturday, but December 1st, the first December Saturday 1st. In December, Harbor Beach Lighted Christmas Parade. It starts sharp at 5:30, but you'll want to get out there a little earlier, stake out a good viewing area, maybe make sure you're in front if you got little kids so they're not stuck in the back and can't see anything. And it'll run until it's done, and it comes from City Hall down to the main light and then south past the hospital to Trescott Street. And that's the area you'd want to stake out a place to view it. And it's only been going on 33 years. You know that this thing is well organized by this point.
And all the floats that are coming in, everything that comes in has to come up to 5th Street, turn south, and come to Trescott Street. And there we'll be there to check you off and tell you where your sign is so that you can get up there. Everyone that's entered so far has their number of where they're going to be with a map, and they will enter that way, and there's no getting in any other way. It's that way and then on to the
parade. Gotta be organized or it'll just be chaos.
Yes, and for the safety of all of the parade entries going in and out, because part of the staging area is we go from Trescott through that drive-through area at City Hall. We block off the City Hall parking lot to any extra parking, because that's where we will keep the horses that are in the parade, any of the larger entries who cannot navigate that sharp turn because it's a 90 degree turn and then another 90 degree turn. They can easily come out of the parking lot onto 142 quicker.
And all the families that are bringing their children that are riding on floats, they can walk them down, or we have our elves there that will walk your children to their location so that no one's driving down and no one gets hit, especially with, we're very fussy on that.
Yeah, in the staging area between the hours of 4 and 5:30, people are doing their last minute setting up of their lights, making sure their generators are fully gassed up, ready to go. And we simply cannot allow parents, they'll say to us, I just need to take my kid down to this float and drop them off. No, we're sorry. You have to walk them from this location just for everybody's safety.
Yeah. Last thing you need is
safety is paramount in our thoughts. So.
Okay. And if you do want to be part of this year's parade, they can give you a call at 989-640-5260.
Absolutely, yes.
989-640-5260. Not too late, but you will have to get the lights on, whatever you're bringing, and get it ready because it's December 1st and it's not that far away.
And if they cannot remember a phone number, harborbeachchristmasparade.com will also have that phone number on it and
Google
all the other information.
You'll get a phone number and all
on
the
our
info
website.
You need to know. Thanks for being with us
today. Oh, thank you.
And hope you get a turnout. That's good, night. Cross my fingers on the weather.
Yeah. For the last 6 years, we've had great weather. It's been cold, but we have not had precipitation. So we're hoping.
We'll hope for 7 in a row.
7 in a row. Absolutely. Lucky 7. Thanks for letting us share.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks for coming out. Again, the Lighted Christmas Parade in Harbor Beach, December the 1st, starts right away at 5:30. Be down there early. Get a good spot checked out for yourself to view it, and you can get there earlier in the day. A lot going on in town for you to enjoy. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on the latest in the news. By the way, our guests have been Debbie Brando from Harbor Beach and also Shelley Bowman, the chairman of the Harbor Beach Christmas Lighted Parade. It is 38 minutes past 10 o'clock.
When it comes to your vision, it's pretty darn simple. You need to see. How are you going to be able to tell if that pretty girl is looking at you, or your wife mad at you because you're looking at her? See, it's pretty darn important. That's why you should make an appointment today to see Dr. Matthew Meisner at Sure Family Vision Center. Your vision is always changing, so let's keep it sharp to make you sharp.
Hi, I'm Dr. Matthew Meisner. We offer the newest lens designs available, including digital progressives, workspace, and computer lenses. We can also help you with anti-reflective lens coatings to protect your eyes from harmful Blu-ray light emitted from your computer, tablets, or cell phones.
The end of the year is fast approaching, so if you have medical spending dollars to use, or if you want to be the sharpest you can be, come to Sure Family Vision Center with Dr. Matthew Meisner.
Let's make your life sharp again. Schedule your appointment today by calling 989-453-2025.
Sure Family Vision Center. Better health, better life. Are you sure? It's beginning to look a lot
like Christmas. Christmas is right around the corner. Have you started your decorating yet? Stop into Thumb Industries Thrift Store. They have everything you need to get your home ready for this holiday season. Thumb Industries Thrift Store has trees, lights, wreaths, Christmas decor, clothing, and more to get you in the spirit and get your home trim for this holiday season. Visit Thumb Industries Thrift Store, the thrift store with a whole lot more.
It's Black Friday at your locally owned Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley Home Store will be closed Thanksgiving Day so their employees can spend quality time with their families. But come Friday, doors open at 8 a.m. with hot buys throughout the store. Up to 50% off or 72 months no interest financing. Friday doorbuster deals like rocker recliners starting at $279. A dining table with five chairs, only $396. Chairside tables with outlets and USB ports, $82. Pick any two, mix or match. Rocker recliners, sofas, or love seats, only $918 for both. Full and queen headboards, $132. Twin size inner spring mattresses starting at $119. Accessories like pictures, mirrors, vases, and table decor, 40% off. 35% off carpet remnants. Order carpet and get free pad and free removal of old carpet. Don't forget gift certificates. It's Black Friday at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Quantities limited. See store for details.
We don't just say it. We play it. The best country music mix is on us. AM 1340 WLEW. The Thumb's hottest country.
Like a pickup truck does in the mud, but ain't nobody slowing us down right now. She said, I need a little something with some get up and go, and nobody knows how to get me going quite like you do when you're doing the things that you do. Wanna get this sleepy pole on town, something to talk about. We will tell. Some time, let the heat cool off. We could do it some dancing, didn't take long. Just a couple of songs, you know it's last call when the law comes walking in. So we would tell.
ready cash, foot on the gas, ready and throwing up a little dust like a pickup truck does in the mud, but ain't nobody slowing us down right now.
Stocking stuffing values during Pigeon's Holiday Open House from 9 to 6 this Friday, November 23rd, and Small Business Saturday from 9 to 3 this Saturday, November 24th at Orr's Drugstore in downtown Pigeon. During this sale, get 25% off gift items in stock, including Orr's large selection of holiday wreaths, garlands, and sprays. That's right, 25% off all Willow Tree Angels, scented candles, and full line of Russell Stover chocolates. Also, 25% off our new selection of plush Santas, snowmen, and animals. So don't miss Orr's Holiday Open House Friday and Saturday, November 23rd and 24th, with 25% off all gifts. That's at Orr's Drugstore in downtown Pigeon.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb Bank and Trust inviting you to join us this Friday for this year's Christmas Town Lighting Celebration being held in Thumb Bank's Centennial Park located in downtown Pigeon. The evening kicks off with horse-drawn wagon rides throughout downtown Pigeon starting at 5 p.m. Santa Claus arrives at 5:30 p.m. Following the Christmas tree lighting, children will be able to get their pictures taken with Santa. Santa is very busy this year, so this will be his only time in Pigeon before Christmas, so visit him this Friday. Also at 5:30 p.m., our Thumb Bank and Trust staff will begin serving chili and hot dogs. Drawings for kids, teens, and adult prizes will begin at 6:30 p.m., so come join the holiday fun during Pigeon's Christmas lighting celebration this Friday in Centennial Park, downtown Pigeon. Sponsored by Thumb Bank and Trust, during the lighting celebration, Thumb Bank will be collecting non-perishable food items for the Pigeon Food Pantry. Feel free to bring a donation. Thumb Bank and Trust in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
Call State Farm agent Kevin Rice in Bad Axe at 989-269-9600 today.
Behind closed doors to the wide open spaces to where the blacktop ends. That's where you'll find AM 1340 WLEW.
You always had an eye for things that glitter. But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Started school, some bully didn't like it. He said it didn't sound too cool. So I had to hit him, and all I said when the blood came, it's my last name. Grandpa took it off to Europe to fight the Germans in the war. Came back on some dog tags nobody wears no more. It's written on a headstone in the field where he was slain. It's my last name.
into my fame. May never make it famous, but I'll never bring it shame. It's my last name. Daddy always told me, far back as I recall, son, you're part of something, you represent us all. So keep it how you got it, as solid as it came. It's my last name. Passed down from generations, too far back to trace. I can see all my relations when I look into my face. They never make it famous, but I'll never bring it shame. It's my last name. So darling, if you're wondering why I've got you here tonight, I wanna be your husband, I want you to be my wife. I ain't got much to give you, what I've got means everything. It's my last name. Oh, it's my last name. I learned how to write it when I first started school.
The Thumb's home for country has always been here. AM 1340 WLEW.
Put this picture down and maybe get some sleep. Taylor Swift, Teardrops on My Guitar, and WWAM 1340. Dierks Bentley, My Last Name, also Tim McGraw. Just to see you smile. On the Thumbs Home for Country, WWW in Bad Axe, Michigan. Our current cold temperature is holding at 23 degrees with gusty winds, making it feel colder than it actually is with the wind chill factored in. The full details of the forecast on the way.